Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Credit card delinquencies are at a record high among small banks. Mm-hmm. Could this be the catalyst for the final round of consolidation in small and regional banks?
I believe so. Like, if the debt rate goes up to maybe 9% or maybe 10%, because of course it's fine right now. And of course, I know a lot of people want to be flipping about this GDP, that the income ratio, credit cards are being high, but very rarely when we talk to people, do I feel, even people that I know that are rich are feeling a crunch because either they're having to take care of more people, they're having more expenses and trying to grow their business or sustain throughout this period. And I'm seeing a slow collapse of the regional banks. Small banks, I feel bad for, but this is a classic example of the big banks and too big to fail banks are going to get bigger. I feel like Chase is going to be the biggest benefactor.
Yep.
As a result. Bank of America, they need to get their things together, or in the next cycle in 2034, they may have a chance of going under. I like Brian Moynihan as the CEO, but the culture at Bank of America isn't as strong as it used to be, especially pre-2008. But just like we saw a whole bunch of banks in 2007 and 2008 either get bought or go under, I think we're going to see a consolidation in the banking space. And if we continue to have record interest rates and people are struggling to pay their credit card debts and balances are remaining higher, yeah, I think we're going to see some of these get bought up.
Yeah, you're talking about a LendingTree put out a report. They said that the average U.S. credit card interest rate is 24.3%.
That is insane.
Almost 25 average. So you know there's a bunch of people that's 29%, 30%, 35%.
You better have gone to a loan shark.
Right. So that's from a credit card. But that's the first delinquency we need to look at. The second delinquency we need to look at is the student loan delinquency that's about because effective this month, repayment is back in order. And so, yeah, well, it'll take a couple of months to see who can pay and who's not going to pay and for it to be reported. But that's a delinquency we need to look at. Car loans, those delinquency numbers are going up. And so if we're watching all these things go up, we have to take account who are the people that are loaning, creating the loans, and how, if people are not going to be able to pay them, what do those banks now do?
Are there any cars that are new available under $35,000? The key is I'm seeing $52,000.
Yeah, sorry. I think I just read a report. I think the cheapest model for a new car, it might be $24,000.
What kind of car is that?
Who was it? I think it was Toyota. What's under? Is the Corolla the smallest they got?
Yeah.
It might have been that. Yeah, but that, just think about that.
Like, look at Rashad zooming in.
No, disrespect. No disrespect to anybody that has these vehicles, but it's becoming more expensive to have them. You have student loan debt, you got a credit card debt, wages are not increasing
at all,
right? Interest rates are about to be raised again. It's a recipe,
and they're lying about these jobs. Can we be honest? You getting 4 hours at Shake Shack is not like boosting the economy. They're lying. Like,
the math ain't mathing.
Same way with the music industry. At one point, a flop was 120. Burna Boy sold 21,000. Are you lying now or then? It's impossible. How was Smith and Wesson able to do 115 first week, and now Burna Boy only do 21,000? There's a lie somewhere. The numbers are not adding up. And when you factor in interest rates with everything adjusting, our payments are going to be higher than what we pay for defense and military. And we spend too much on the, y'all want to talk about grift. Ooh, the F-15 grip, it hit different. I ain't got to that level. I'm trying to learn how to sell a fighter jet. Biden, well, everything I said before was just jokes. I hope everything goes well for you and your son. Teach me how to sell some fighter jets so we can. That's the real bag. Yeah. Getting 20, 30 million a pop per.
Oh, that dude sold the airport. You seen that?
Yeah, Nigerian. Boy.
Now, we won't be interviewing them for all of you haters. But it was a hell of a move.
Yo, he sold an airport.
You sold a whole airport? A fictitious boy. It was
like $2 billion, some crazy number. 240,
it was $600 million.
Crazy. Crazy. 9 figures, 10 number. Figures. Sold an airport.
Hey, baby. Hey, it's tough. But as Rashad would say, I say that to say, we need to fix our economy so that we can all do better and prosper. Also, we have macro down periods. I mentioned business cycle before. When we went to Breakfast Club the first time, I'm like, yo, 24 coming. Gonna hit a recession. Charlamagne's like, you sure? Troy's like, yep. He gets throwing out the numbers. And here we are, about to be in 24, all hell on earth as COVID is spiking back up. So then if COVID spikes back up, the pharma companies are gonna do well, but we're gonna have to probably sit back in the house. And while all travel and tourism is down,
yeah,
at scale,
it's interesting as you watch these companies and you're like, I wonder if they're doing well. As I'm watching the U.S. Open and I'm looking at Moderna as the official sponsor, I'm thinking about like 4 years ago that this wasn't the case. They got like the instant replay, the best shot of the game. I'm like, wow,
that's crazy. But in due time for, yeah, people are starting to get some sniffles in about 3 weeks.
It's flu season.
Yeah.
It's almost over.
Yep.